This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the past week from around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, here we are, well more than a month after the election, and I am presuming that in San Bernardino County and even in Riverside County, that all the votes have been counted and that there is a final state certifiable election result in both counties.
That's right.
Okay, and, good.
And there were a lot of vote by mail ballots to count. Increasingly, it's popular. Voters like to vote by mail. And so that's why the results kept coming in and kept revising and revising. But now, as you say, we have the final results. And some of those cliffhanger races have been decided. Assemblywoman Sabrina Cervantes, a Democrat, has been reelected out of the Riverside area. And most significantly, there is a big changing of the guard on the Riverside County Board of Supervisors. Two longtime supervisors have retired, and Corona Mayor Karen Spiegel will replace John Tavoloni, who retired after more than 20 years in that office. She will be the first woman elected to the Board of Supervisors in 24 years. And Cala Mesa Mayor Jeff Hewitt will replace Marion Ashley, who retired after more than a decade in office. Both of those newcomers defeated former members of the state assembly to be elected. And they both come out of city government, so that'll be an interesting change. And another cliffhanger race that we were watching in San Bernardino City, John Valdivia has defeated the one-term mayor, Carrie Davis, and there's a new slate of council members, with the exception of Fred Charette, who was reelected very narrowly, only 8 votes, a razor-thin margin between him and his challenger.
Yeah, Cassie, one more thing. I remember the day after the election, the information that we had about turnout in both Riverside and San Bernardino counties was that it was much lower than we were expecting. And then I found out a few days later that that was just initial, because turnout was very high for this past election, right?
Well, again, once all of those mail-in ballots and provisional ballots were counted, you know, statewide, the turnout was way, way up. It was 64%. Riverside County turnout was 63%, and San Bernardino County, 58%, far, far higher than most midterm elections normally
are. That's like presidential year numbers almost. Okay, next, the owner of an Oak Glen farm is suing the Claremont School District after his social media posts resulted in schools canceling their field trips. Now, Oak Glen's a long way away from Claremont. What's going on here, Cassie?
Well, this is the owner of Riley's Farm in Oak Glen. A lot of schools actually do field trips to this location. In fact, about half of that farm's income each year, $4.2 million, comes from school field trips. So this is a big deal when a school district decides to stop going there. What happened was someone discovered that James Patrick Riley, the owner, was posting to social media some things that are rather controversial and to some people very offensive. For example, he said the real problem in America today is not white supremacy, but black supremacy. He criticizes the Black Lives Matter movement. He also made fun of Stormy Daniels and women's complaints about unwanted sexual advances. And he also made fun of a high school walkout to protest Congress's inaction on gun laws in the wake of the Parkland shooting. So the school district says it's within its rights to decide where it wants to take children. And as the district said, they have broad discretion to better meet the needs of their students. However, the lawyer for Riley's Farm says a school district does not have the right to decide where to take its students up. He said private boycotts are fine, but public agencies can't retaliate against an employee or an independent contractor based on their exercise of free speech. So Riley's Farm is claiming in federal court that its right to free speech is being abrogated by the school districts deciding not to take the kids there. And the lawsuit asks for $125,000 damage to Riley's reputation, $800,000 for mental and emotional distress, and almost $10 million in lost future earnings.
Where was the suit filed?
In federal court in Riverside.
Okay, then I guess we're going to be watching this if indeed it proceeds.
And the district has asked for a dismissal of the lawsuit. And the superintendent told the Press Enterprise that the district has until Monday to do supplemental briefs, and they believe the judge will rule on Monday.
Okay, and finally, the developer of the controversial World Logistics Center cannot skirt environmental laws after the California State Supreme Court declined to review a lower court ruling in the case. You're going to have to explain this one.
This involves that gigantic warehouse complex proposed in Moreno Valley that's been so controversial, called World Logistics Center. And it's been in the courts since the city approved it in 2015, and environmental groups took it to court. And the developer tried to fund a ballot initiative that would have enabled voters to approve the development agreement without that environmental review. It went up to an appeals court. The appeals court said, no, you can't do it that way. You must do an environmental impact report. And another court actually in June threw out the environmental impact report for the project. And now the state Supreme Court has allowed the appeals court ruling to stand, saying the environmental study must be done according to the law. The developer actually says they're in the process of revising, and they've substantially completed a new environmental impact report. So they say this is not going to stop the project from being built. The reason it's been so controversial is that it would add about 70,000 vehicle trips, 14,000 of them, and this is per day, of trucks. And people are worried about the not just the traffic, but also the smog. The environmental groups say this is a victory for them and that there is no further appeal of these lawsuits.
Is this it in court for the World Logistics Center, Cassie?
Never say never, Ken.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publishers of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.